Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is so disappointing, Tom, what the Appellate Division did. And it's more than just disappointing. It's actually frightening. There was a time that our civil rights would be considered to be preserved and sacrosanct, absent a compelling reason to violate them. And every judge who has listened to our case, every judge who's elected by the people, has looked at the science and said, you know, there's no science that supports these austere measures implemented by the governor, the curfew, you know, specifically, strip clubs and exotic dancing, schools, not being able to play school sports, not being able to play amateur sports, you know. And we have on both sides of the aisle, I think that there's a tendency to want to say, well, you know, Republicans are good, Democrats are bad, but we've got Democratic judges and Republican judges who were elected by the people who have been almost unanimously ruling in favor of the science and allowing our clients to operate, whether it's the 55,000 clients we have who are amateur hockey players, or you know, 100 restaurants or barbers and salons. But the Appellate Division just said, until the appeals are resolved, I'm reinstituting the governor's mandates and not permitting restaurants to operate beyond 11 o'clock p.m. And that's just frightening.
And this was a decision by exactly who? Or whom?
The panel consisted of Justice Whalen, Gerald Whalen, Nancy Smith, John Centra, Aaron Peridotto, and Edward Carney. These are all Appellate Division Fourth Department judges, all of whom, Tom, are awaiting, you know, have to be reappointed to that position by Governor Cuomo. You know, there are both Democrats and Republicans on that list, but all of them, Appellate Division appointments, are gubernatorial. So whether they were appointed by Governor Pataki or Patterson or Cuomo, it's the governor now who's in the position to reappoint them or not. You know, and the governor knows that he was going to get favorable treatment at the Appellate Division. You might recall he was on TV when this was a national show or a national press conference when the ruling first came down that we had restaurants in Erie and Niagara County and Monroe County opened up. He stood there smugly and smiled and said, well, let's see if it withstands appellate review. So he knew. And that's very, very troubling, because these are not judges that answer to the people. These are judges that that get appointed by the governor.
It seems to me to be a fundamental conflict of interest that these justices, whose livelihood as appellate court justices, are beholden to the governor, against whom the action, the decision of whom, against whom the action has been brought. I don't see how legally that is even acceptable from an ethical point of view.
Well, it's troubling in this instance. I have seen judges who were appointed by governors ruled against governors, you know, ultimately. I've seen that happen. But look, Judge Niemeyer has twice stricken good orders by state Supreme Court justices from the Erie County Supreme Court, the 8th Judicial District. And Justice Niemeyer has twice stricken them down to give the governor the final say in an issue, which has always troubled me. It happens. And, it would be tough to fashion a judicial system that's better than this because, if we say, they should be lifetime appointments, then there's critics of that because lifetime appointments, these people, while they are immune to politics, they're also, they stay on the bench forever, and some federal judges who have that lifetime appointment do great, into their 80s and 90s, but some don't. So I don't know what the answer is, Tom. What I'd like to think is that judges would be guided by the New York State and United States constitutions, and I am very concerned, deeply concerned, that that does not seem to be the case during this COVID-19 pandemic.
Well, we all need to be concerned with what we are losing and those restrictions to which we are placidly acquiescing. It's driving me a little bit crazy. We're talking with Steve Cohen, attorney Hogan Willig. So your clients now are going to have to shut down when?
Tonight.
At 10 o'clock or 11?
11 o'clock tonight.
So did you have to break the news via conference call to your 91 clients?
Oh, it was heartbreaking, Tom. It was heartbreaking. We sent out a mass email to our clients as to what their judge's ruling was, and we're getting calls back saying, hey, Steve, we're a fine dining establishment. We just got a whole order of fresh fish that we brought in for the weekend. We bring it in on Thursday. We plan on serving most of it on Friday and Saturday. It's not going to be fresh fish come Sunday. What are we going to do? And I have no answers for them.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.